Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Stationery Freaks podcast with myself, Rob Lambert, and of course...
with me, Helen Lazowski.
How's your life been then, Helen, over the last few weeks?
It's been very good. I've been trying to resist the urge to buy stickers, and it's become an absolute issue. I mean, I'm not even joking. So we need to move on, so I don't even think about stickers.
are you seeing anyone about this?
There's a couple of people on Etsy that I've seen quite a lot of, but yeah, no.
Yeah, I go through the same sort of thing where, you know, I have like periods where I'm addicted to buying notebooks or pens or, you know, sort of artwork type stuff. And then, but you seem to be on this sort of sticker binge for, you know, quite a while now.
Yeah, and unnecessary. I can't tell you enough how not necessary they are, but they give me such joy. It's utterly ridiculous.
Nice.
So the other thing that gives me real joy is I got a cover for my new Helbonici notebook, and it's made of cork, and I love it. It's just so tactile. It's just awesome.
Nice.
So, yeah, really liking that.
Nice. I got a Rodeo. Do you know the brand Rodeo?
No. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Is it Rodeo? Rodeo. Rodeo, the ones with the sort of orange covers. And I got a sort of, you know, the reporter style notebooks where, you know, you've got the binding at the top. And it's so nice and beautiful. I got it for Christmas and I didn't want to use it. You know, one of those, there needs to be a special moment for this.
Yeah, I do.
And then I had a problem with my car and I was, you know, devoid of notebooks on the desk while I was talking to the guy at the garage. And I just opened the Rodeo one and started scribbling, you know, details of costs and booking cars and all that sort of drama.
Ruined it now.
Yeah, well, I've kind of ruined it. But then I thought that's its purpose because it's just perfect for it. So it's now my scratch pad, my desk pad.
Wow. Well, do you know, that's funny you should say, because I would have thought that a small top-bound notebook like that is completely pointless to me. But I have a tiny one that is sort of A7 size, so really small, might be A6 to be fair, but it's got pictures on every page, so it's like pre-stickered, and it's really, really pleasing. And I use it for, well, I'm using it like a desk pad. You know how much in love with desk pads I am. Like you, grabbed it because I needed something and it was there. And I bought it on a whim thinking, oh, it's really pretty, but, you know, I won't use it much. And it's all winter themed. But it's, yeah, just the top bound bit, the fact I can rip stuff off and bin each page. Each page is tiny, so it's only got like a day's worth of odd notes and bits and pieces on.
Mm.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, I originally asked for this Rodeo one for something I was doing on Domestika, which is actually going to be the topic of today's podcast, my addiction to Domestika. And it comes with a fair warning that even though we're going to talk about Domestika, firstly, we're not affiliated with them in any way, shape or form. And secondly, right, use your own caution if you do decide to check it out. Otherwise, you will, I believe, become addicted like I am. And that's going to be our topic of conversation today, Helen.
So the first thing you can do, Rob, because I've heard this word, you use this word Domestika a lot. And actually, I get a lot of Domestika ads on our Stationery Freaks Insta.
I
wonder why that is. And I know it's coming for you. I recognize the name. So tell me, what on earth is Domestika?
Okay, so Domestika, it kind of badges itself, I guess, as a courses for creatives. So it's, you know, a whole series of video courses, basically, where specialists and experts in a particular field depart and I guess explain their techniques, you know, how to go about doing various creative tasks. Now, it very much is on the creative end of the spectrum. There are a few businessy kind of stuff on there, but fundamentally, if you're into anything at all creative, you will find a course. In fact, you'll find several courses that satisfy your needs. You know, one of the things that's interesting about Domestika is it's a Spanish, I believe it's based in Spain. So a lot of the courses are in a foreign language. So I'll give you that heads up now. If you want everything in English, you'll struggle to find it. So you will have to be reading subtitles. But yeah, it's absolutely jam-packed, full of courses. And you can buy them individually. They vary in prices, you know, sometimes maybe £3 or £4 all the way up to maybe £10, £12 British pounds. Or you can do what I've done, which is pay for the Plus membership.
Subscription.
Which I think is about 100 quid a year. And you basically, you get access to a shorter, smaller catalogue of topics that are free for you to watch. And we'll talk about some of the caveats in a minute. And you get credits. You get one credit every month where you can buy one of the premium courses with that credit. So I think it works out pretty well. I'm addicted to it. That's Domestika in a nutshell.
Nice. Well, I have to say, I'm a sucker for a course. I absolutely love. Do you know, it's not that I feel the urge to learn, which I do. I really enjoy learning. But I love to see people demonstrate proper competence. Because I think when somebody's really good at something, they can make it look easy. And there's a fluidity with movement or with the way in which they go about something that makes it look really easy. And I love it when they break it down and show you how they do a thing.
Yeah.
With some practice, I can see how I could get, you know, reasonable. And I think that competency is amazing.
Yeah, 100%. And I've sat loads of courses. We could talk about some of those in a minute. But the reason that we're talking about it here on Stationery Free,
which might be my next question, Robert. What has Domestika, an online course thing, got to do with stationery?
Well, it's my belief, and I might be wrong, but I reckon, and I'm going to make this number up, that it's about 97% of all of the tutors that do these videos on Domestika are in fact stationery freaks, to the point where I've created a list on my profile of everybody who I think we could interview for the Stationery Freaks podcast, because they you know, they just love their stationery. And it's obviously as well, you know, you're gonna sit a course and suddenly you're gonna be buying paper cutting stuff, which is what I've done, and new notebooks if somebody's
paper cutting stuff, like, yeah, I mean, you're not talking scissors or these little hole punches.
No, like proper paper with knives and all sorts of different templates and, you know, stencils. I did one the other week, which was about hand-drawn lettering, and it was so good. And the guy recommended this A4 notepad that he uses. So, of course, I went out and bought one. Yeah. And they're so well produced. They're really, really high quality. And they're sort of split into different sections. There's always a sort of introduction to who they are. It's pretty much the first video that you're going to get. Then you get a video which is about the materials that you're going to need on that course.
Yeah.
And I have found myself occasionally just looking at all the free courses that I can do and skipping to that video, because it's pretty much a stationery freak's heaven. You know, they've got notebooks and pens and glue, and I'm not joking. And these people, they're so animated and passionate about the particular products and the different things that they use that, you know, you're immediately on my interview for Stationery Freaks list.
See, that's the thing, isn't it? It's we set this podcast up originally because we wanted to, you know, that potentiality of stationery, that the fact that stationery helps you to do stuff. It's not the stationery itself, although, I mean, we love the stationery, but it's actually what it represents. It's this, this potential that we can go and be amazing at. Handle lettering or calligraphy. Is that in there?
Yeah. Calligraphy's in there, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I'd really love to do? You see them all over Instagram, but people who do like illuminated letters, you remember how they just love it. The work is just exquisitely fine. And I have no talent, Rob, for drawing at all, really.
I didn't, but you know, you've seen my drawings. You know, dog on a skateboard was the sort of common one. And I was rubbish at drawing, but now I'm actually drawing really well, to the point the other day my son actually said, "Did you actually draw that, or did you print it?" It was one of my drawings. So, but I think going back to that sort of potentiality, I think what's amazing to see is that combination that you talked about of somebody who's so good at what they do and breaking it down into simple ways that other people can understand is great. And that's what Domestika really is about. But when you look at the material that they use, it's often everyday stuff that you can just grab off the shelf and turn it into something absolutely amazing. And that potentiality is huge. It is extremely addictive. Whatever you are interested in, you will likely find something on Domestika. To the point where I saw a video the other day, which I've added to my to-do list, which, by the way, has about 116 videos on it. And it was all about using tea bags to paint artwork onto tea bags.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Why would you do that? I'm missing the point. Why would you do that?
Why not? It's creativity. It's awesome. You should see that the stuff that she's produced is incredible on a tea bag. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I can't think how artwork on a tea bag is a thing, really.
It is. And I've got that course on my list. I shall do that. And then, but unfortunately, there's apparently a tea shortage in the UK. So
I know. I mean, this could be the thing that leads, you know, Britons to riot because we aren't great without our tea.
No, not at all. Not at all. So it seems really wrong to be using them to draw on rather than using
tea. Maybe you draw on it and then use it. I mean, I don't know. So tell me, Rob, what's your next, what have you got your eye on for your next Domestika course then?
I like to be busy on many, many different things at once. So as per usual, I'm actually working my way through several videos all at the same time, depending on what mood I'm in and, you know, what kind of, I guess, creative thing I'm trying to achieve. So to give you some idea, I've created lists on Domestika. You can create lists and add courses to them. I've got a to-do list with literally 120, 130 different courses on it. And I've got a list, which is all the ones that I've done, so I can keep track of them and go and revisit them and, you know, go and have a look at them. And I've got a list that is the ones that I'm watching at the moment. So on there are six. Are you interested in the six that I'm
going to have? I am so interested. What are you going to do? That's what I want to know.
Right. Okay. So course number one is by a lady called Jessica Dance. And it's about design and building miniature interiors. So,
you mean like the Book Nook kind of ideas?
Yeah, like little doll's house interiors and stuff. And they are amazing. Now, this one's a bit more involved because you have to buy like balsa wood and stuff. So I've not bought the material yet, but I have sort of watched the course and very, very good. Second one is creative writing from personal experience, which is very good. Yeah,
I've done
a few creative writing ones. And the third one is by an author called Emily Barr, and it's about how to write a psychological thriller, which is excellent. It's a really, really good course. Very, very good indeed. And then number four is Colorful Digital Illustrations in Procreate, which is an iPad app for drawing colorful illustrations.
Yeah, I've had that recommended to me before, but I am really not okay with digital art in my world. It's just it's really got to be tangible for me.
Yeah, you see, I like both. I've been doing lots of drawing in notebooks and my Otogami notebook, by the way. But I've also been doing lots of iPad drawing. Now, the thing with the iPad is it's forgiving. You make a mistake, you can undo it. You can zoom in and get those lines exactly as they're supposed to be. I mean, there's some brilliant artwork being done in Procreate. It's amazing. So video number five is hand lettering. That's the one I was mentioning by a guy called Adam Hayes, who's a hand letterer based in Wales. Absolutely brilliant course.
Is that like calligraphy or is hand lettering something different?
No. So this is, you know, those sort of big posters that you see with giant letters and, you know, they're all in different shapes and what have you. So it's more about sort of, I guess, bubble writing kind of stuff, you know, big graphic design type lettering. I have done a hand lettering course, you know, calligraphy based as well by Little Hannah. That was very, very good.
Oh, I quite fancy learning calligraphy. I did a little bit, bizarrely enough. I went to a state school and the headmaster, obviously this is a few decades ago, and the headmaster was a bit of a fan and we all had to learn how to do italic handwriting. And as a result of which, my handwriting is really quite good. And I loved that idea of maybe taking that further and doing some calligraphy. So.
Yeah, 100%. There's also stuff for anyone who's into that. Absolutely. And then the final video is one that I'm watching. You know, I'm a big fan of video. Excuse me, video production. It's called Stop Motion for Social Media.
Oh, yeah.
Basically just walking through how to do stop motion videos, which is awesome. Really, really good fun. You'll see on the Stationery Freaks Instagram, I actually did a little one about my stationery box, pens and what have you. So they're the ones at the moment. And there's loads that I've watched. There's some really, really good ones that I can, you know, potentially I'll put them into the newsletter of ones that I recommend that I've sat.
It would be good, yeah.
But yeah, anything you're interested in, And I'm just looking at the little, you know, the little thumbnail that they give you for these videos. And with the exception of the digital illustration, every single one of the others is got stationery out. They're either writing in a notebook, they're either using the notebook in some way. It is a stationery freak's heaven, trust me.
So you're really there for looking at how other people use stationery, which sounds very, very in keeping with this podcast.
Yeah, like I say, the sort of second video in is what materials are we going to use? And, you know, some people are quite prescriptive. You know, you need this kind of notebook. Majority of them are just pick one that resonates with you, and they give you, you know, they might get 7 or 8 notebooks out, and they're all different sizes, and they give the pros and the cons for each one. Different pens. Oh, it's amazing.
That sounds really good. So, I mean, you'll know that I'm doing for example, I'm doing a creative writing course. I'm about to start a new one, actually, in May for a novel in a year, which is really cool because I've done some bits and pieces like that before. But it sounds like Domestika could do that kind of stuff too, because you said you've done a couple of creative writing courses on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the things like The Writing a Psychological Thriller by Emily Barr is really, really good. Reminds me a little bit of Helen Callahan, who we had on the show,
yes,
who's into sort of psychological thrillers, all about story arcs and, you know, how the story morphs as you write it and stuff. Really, really good course. But yeah, I've done loads of creative writing courses, all sorts of really, really good stuff. But there's one course that really stood out, and I actually think I pinged you about it, a course by Lena Botero, and it's Visual Poetry Diaries, How to Tell Stories with Photos and Poetry.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was incredible.
Is it really good?
Very good.
When did it get put it in the show notes and the newsletter?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, there's all sorts on there. I'm just looking through the ones I've done. You got Introduction to Puppet Making. Really want to make a puppet of myself one day and do a little video of it. That's going to be awesome. Watch this space. Although
you're going to have puppet holding, you know, a particular notebook and a particular pen. Otherwise, yeah, it's not stationary.
I can guarantee the puppet is not going to look like me, or if it is, it's some sort of very, very weird version of me. But we'll see what that one comes out. But, you know, you've got things like designing the future of products, art design, mixed media animation. There's absolutely all sorts. I did a course on Introduction to Voiceover. Now, one thing I will say is, because the majority of the courses are in Spanish or Portuguese or Brazilian or Italian, if you're going to sit a course that's about audio or about acting, I've done a few of those, voiceover, any of those kind of topics, you have to bear in mind that the translation from Spanish to English subtitles is not brilliant on Domestika.
Oh, is it like an automated translation rather than a...
I don't know. It's getting better. Some of the newer videos are a lot better, so they've either improved it or they've hired people to do it.
Yeah.
But you'll get, you know, really unconstructed English sentences. They'll keep mixing the she and the he, so you don't quite know what sort of subject they're talking about. They're not brilliant, so I've stopped doing a lot of the sort of voice and music-y kind of related ones. But the majority of the ones about art and craft are pretty good. You can understand what they're trying to say, even if it's not necessarily correctly grammatical English subtitles.
That sounds great. So what you're really saying, and this is what I'm hearing here, Rob, is that Domestika is pretty much like a gateway into finding new ways in which to use stationery.
Yes, and satisfying any creative urge that you might have. But as we said at the top of the show, be careful, because it's extremely, extremely addictive. And you will be, I assume, doing what I've done and just adding hundreds of courses to your list and then sitting as many as you can and wondering why you're not getting anything done because you're too busy consuming Domestika stuff.
That's the thing, isn't it? Is that I remember one time years ago we were talking and you were saying, I need to stop reading because I need to start creating. I can't keep reading. And I know exactly how you mean. I'm really not reading very much right now because I want to do the creative stuff. It's really quite interesting how you become absorbed by the learning and then you become absorbed by what you can then do. And it's almost like they don't overlap hugely.
Yeah.
Two mental mindsets, maybe.
Yeah, and I think, you know, anything creative, anything where you're learning a new craft requires time and effort and repetition.
Yeah.
And the challenge that I am facing is my brain works on novelty and new stuff. So I'll do a course on paper cutting, buy all the stuff, have a go, get okay at it, and then I'll watch another domestic course about hand lettering, for example. Then I'll be doing hand lettering. And I'm not spending long enough at any one of these particular creative subjects to actually master it, which is entirely my problem. But Domestika is extremely good at popping up new videos that sound really, really cool. So it's addictive and it's evil, but at the same time...
Beautiful and wonderful at the same time.
100%. It's absolutely incredible. I'm really enjoying it. And yes, if you've got the money, the Plus works out pretty affordable if you're going to watch a lot of videos. So yeah.
Oh, I have to say, I'm going to certainly go and have a little wander around the site and have a look. And I know there's lots of other apps out there at the moment that are doing this. You can do these sort of masterclasses and things.
Yeah.
BBC Maestro, lots of things. They may overlap, but this is particularly good for courses for creatives, I think you said. I quite like that.
Yeah. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's usually at least four or five different courses on the same subject. So in some respects, there's a lot of repetition, but they're obviously just different people with different approaches.
Yeah.
And so you can sort of sit four or five all about creative writing, for example, and you'll be able to pull lessons from each of them and then weave them together into whatever you're trying to do. So yeah, it's good. Very, very good place to hang out, check out other people's stationery, find other stationery freaks, and get addicted to a series of videos on cool creative stuff.
Absolutely on board with this, Rob. So yeah, we should have spoken to them beforehand to see if we could get a discount code or something to hand out.
Yeah, we'll see. That would be good.
Okay, well, that sounds fabulous. I kind of now want to rush off and have a look at Domestika. I do apologize. I'm feeling slightly inspired.
No, that's cool. I've just been looking at my to-do list and the ones I'm watching and think, yeah, I really should go and do some of those. And yeah, but I've got to work, sadly, after this podcast.
Have you really? Oh, bless you. We've all got to work, otherwise we can't afford the stationery.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for telling us all about it. And I am aware of Domestika, but I didn't, because you mentioned it, but I didn't really know what it was and what it did. And now I feel really inspired to go and have a little look.
Ah, and there we go. So you stationery freaks, hopefully you'll go and check out Domestika. And again, please don't blame us if you do get addicted and watching all those videos.
You.
Me. It did come with several warnings, this podcast. But seriously, there's some really, really cool stuff happening on Domestika and other courses, of course, where people are taking that potential that stationery gives you and turning it into some wonderful, wonderful stuff that other people enjoy. And obviously, I find it super therapeutic as well to do this creative stuff, which is...
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, really, really good part of being a human, I guess. With that, Helen, anything else you'd like to add to this podcast?
No, I just want to go and have a look at Domestika, just to look. Obviously, I may have to put the credit card in the freezer so that I don't buy it at the moment, but you know.
One thing you really should not do is go on Domestika and search for anything to do with stickers.
No, I really shouldn't, because I am slightly obsessed with the idea of making my own stickers. And I'm sure they've got a course that will tell me how to do that. And then I think I'm lost.
Well, I've just done a search for stickers. You're all right. There's a lot of digital stickers and designs for stickers, but nobody's yet done a course on how to actually make your own stickers and then print them and then sell them. There's a market there.
There is. And also, I want to do some Stationery Freak stickers, which we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Not, I can't be the only person in the world who's obsessed by stickers, because there are so many on Etsy. So, you know.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, with that, thanks for listening. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at StationaryFreaksUK. And if you head to stationaryfreaks.com, you'll find a link to our newsletter, which is pretty much now in sync with each of these episodes that goes out. Got all sorts of goodness about the topic that we're talking about, plus interesting finds from across Instagram and other places like that related to stationery. So with that, hope you've enjoyed it, and we shall speak to you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.